Do you still read very much?
Yeah, bits and pieces. I'm reading a lot of horrible paperbacks lately. You know, them paperbacks are like bestsellers that you can never finish, they're so rubbish.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because I was trying to work out how they were written, and I saw this advert for these mobile computers, and these, what are they called? What are them computers called where you can touch something and like a paragraph comes out? Word processor.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And I saw this computer advert in this Flash magazine, and it had all these bestseller writers, you know, like, and they all use them, you know, like, that's why they write them books so thick. Do you get me today?
Yeah.
They just have, like, say, Jack, there, you know, change his name from the last book, press the computer thing, it comes up, and, you know, for descriptions, you know, like, Jack had a, you know, brand, and she had da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, like, you know, saying how much time it saved them and everything. But when you read them, the, you know, it really comes across something. It's just like, you know, you don't know what, you can never find a page in one of them if you don't mark it.
Yeah. Mind you, that's for the sort of, it is for that sort of audience, isn't it, that just are going to sort of not.
But it's a contradiction in a way, because, I mean, they're dead thick, aren't they? Like Shogun and stuff like that. I mean, it's really thick stuff. I mean, you know, you can't just write these people off as being idiots, because, I mean, it takes a lot of bloody concentration to read that sort of things.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is there actually a story to follow, or some sort of plot, or is it just...
I never found out, never got found.
Is there any sort of thing you've been reading recently that you'd recommend?
Oh, about the Goldman thing on Elvis Presley's a good laugh. Oh, I enjoyed that, it's great. It's all like a character assassination of Elvis, but it's good stuff. Like, it tells you how Hound Dog was written and stuff like that, and how, you know, like, it's good detailed stuff. Like, what you'd imagined it, you know, it's realistic. That's about the only book I've read like that I couldn't put down.
I know, so, sort of in a lot of the sort of lyrics you've used, and you seem to make, you've sort of made a point of including and sort of almost sort of documenting sort of current expressions or sort of words that are in sort of fashionable use at the time. Is there any sort of particular reason for that? I mean, are you sort of conscious of doing that?
Or it's there for realism, you know. I always like to get a bit of realism in. I always have this fantasy where rock music should be like a bit like that, you know. Do you know what I mean? Never has been to me. I mean, like, you hear a lot of rock, and it's just like the use of outdated Americanisms. Even the synth bands do that, don't they?
Yeah.
Where I always thought, you know, if it's going to be a rootsy thing, you know, you should go off the roots, keep your ears open. I just like saying them. I just like words like that. You know?